We've had a butterfly garden since 2000, and it began with a former student of Sherry Morkan who came to his mother, who was the executive director of the Community Cancer Center, and he said, "Mom, we need a butterfly garden in the back here." And so Sherry began the garden, and I began working there. Sherry is well known throughout the community as helping other schools develop butterfly gardens, and she was a teacher at Oakland.
But it was disrupted when the Cancer Center expanded.
Yes, we had an expansion. It started about 4 years ago. And the first thing we did is we saved what we could from the butterfly garden. We took them home to babysit them. The construction took about 2.5 years. We've just begun really looking at our new butterfly garden and celebrating its opening.
What did you save?
Some coneflowers, some sunflowers, sedum, lavender, and we've put that back in there. So it's a little bit of the old and a lot of new.
How long does it take to establish a butterfly garden as a place that is a reliable habitat for them?
Sue, do you want to answer that?
Usually a couple of years. Mm-hmm. In a good butterfly garden, you want to have annuals and perennials. You need to establish at least 2/3 of that garden perennials. You also need to have host and nectar plants. The host plants is where they lay their eggs, and the nectar plants, of course, is what they use for food. So a good garden should have 2/3, good butterfly garden, 2/3 perennial and 1/3 annual. The annuals, of course, bloom all summer long. The perennials usually bloom 2 to 3 weeks at most. So you want to have color throughout the summer, but you also want to have color that's there all the time. A lot of people plant milkweeds for host plants. There's swamp milkweed, butterfly weed. A plant that we use a lot that is both a host and a nectar plant is called bloodflower. It's an annual plant, but the monarchs love it. Good annual plants are plants that, if you look at them in the middle, they might have what's called a landing pad. That's what kids say, where the butterflies can land, sip their nectar, and then go on do their job as pollinators. Good nectar plants are zinnias, marigolds. A really good perennial plant that we use in many gardens is a purple coneflower. But black-eyed Susans, rudbeckia, liatris, a lot of those are really good butterfly plants.
Monarchs are migratory, but other kinds of butterflies aren't. Which are most suited to this kind of butterfly?
That's
garden?
A really good question. All butterflies in our area like the plants that I just listed. The monarch especially likes the nectar plants where they can build up their body for their long flight. The monarch, and that's the reason we're having this butterfly release. The monarch is in danger of extinction. In the last 7 to 8 years, 90% of their population is diminished because of climate change, deforesting, and pesticides that they use along the side.
Well, Sue Farrell-Stroyan, let's talk about the event itself.
Our butterfly release is going to be Saturday, July 30th, and 9 o'clock is the registration and 10 o'clock the ceremony. We right now are ordering, you can get a brochure and fill out the information and send it in, or online at the Community Cancer Center's website.
And they can buy a monarch for what,
$25? $25.
And where does the money go?
The money all directly benefits the Community Cancer Center. The monarchs are shipped here from Florida, and they're each in an individual origami envelope. Butterfly release is done many ways. You can either individually open these, or you can open them as a group the night before and let them go all together. And at our butterfly release, each person who purchases one is going to be able to take it out and let it fly.
What's the symbolism of the butterfly in healing and in relation to cancer?
Well, the emergence of the butterfly is a sign of renewal of life, and its flight symbolizes freedom and happiness. And I think that's why we felt it was so appropriate for the Cancer Center.
Chris Kraft, would you enlarge on the role of gardens as healing spaces and how it helps people cope with adversity.
The Cancer Center Butterfly Garden, as well as the other gardens there, are places, we hope, for peace and hope. The healing power of nature is very important for all of us, and especially for patients and family and staff who have difficult days, and they can come into the gardens and have a sense of peace and calm. The butterfly garden is right outside the infusion room, so while patients are receiving their treatment, they will be able to look out and enjoy the butterflies that will be coming, as well as hummingbirds and the beautiful plants that are established there.
Healing spaces are important, as you noted, for spiritual comfort, but is there evidence that it's more than that?
Yes, physical therapists, speech therapists, rehab therapists, as well as nurses and master gardeners, discuss the many ways that a garden out in nature can help both physically, mentally, and emotionally. And we, in our garden, will have seating places where people can come out and just have a little relief from their worries and enjoy the beauty of the nature there and the butterflies. The master gardeners have partnered with the Community Cancer Center and helped Peg and her volunteers establish a relationship, and many master gardeners have helped in the design, as well as the grounds committee there at the Community Cancer Center. One of which is Patrick Murphy, who is the curator of the Fell Arboretum here at ISU.
And the host of GLT's Grow.
He was very willing to step in, and he has given us a great deal of assistance in developing the plan and orchestrating how the master gardeners would implement. And we probably have about 30 master gardeners who have worked on it and will continue to work on it, as well as the McLean County master gardeners have donated project money for this establishment of this garden.
What goes into the design of a healing space? Is it sort of like obscenity? You know it when you see it because it evokes tranquility, or there are certain elements that actually really do work and are repeated over time again and again for a particular healing space? Sue?
I think rather than particular plants or what you put into the environment, it's more the environment you create. You can make that environment, you can create that environment by use of special plants. A lot of people use soothing colors, blues and pinks and a lot of shades of green to create that tranquility. Another garden in Springfield also does a monarch release, and they used a lot of grasses. With the winds and the blowing of grasses, it creates a very tranquil, peaceful environment.
How much better are physical outcomes for cancer or other patients when exposed to healing spaces and when not?
I do know when I was out there planting tulips in the fall, there were three patients who were in the healing garden, and they were receiving their treatment there. And all three of them spoke to us and said how much better it was to be receiving their treatment out there in nature and seeing butterflies fly around and just hear listening to the birds. And they appreciated being away from the hospital-like environment.
You mentioned the sighing of the wind through the long grasses and how that induces contemplative, restful state in people. Are there other elements that do the same things?
We have a beautiful water feature developed for the healing gardens, and the sound of the water And it's quite large. It's very, very soothing. I've been out there working and have seen a number of people. We've actually had a wedding by the water feature, but seen another a number of people resting as and just enjoying the sound of the water. And I've been there in particular at night. And you know, it used to be an old nursery, Custer Nursery. And the wind, there are so many trees, and the wind through the trees and the birds. And I've always said it's been a magical place at night. And you know, nobody wants to have cancer. But to go there, that's the best environment, a place where you're surrounded by wonderful doctors and nurses and an environment that seems to enclose you in a really very beautiful feeling of peace.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara.